On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up, I'll take a visit to the new Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Owings Mills. But first, Wild with Happy is the new show at Center Stage. Our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick, has been to check it out, and here's her review.
A play about grief called Wild with Happy. Right there, you know that playwright Coleman Domingo is up to something different. Throw in a car chase and prominent references to Cinderella, and you get an exuberantly theatrical, original, risk-taking piece of theater. Oh yes, and Wild with Happy includes a range of gay African-American male characters, jumps around in time, and, at center stage, it's as funny as it is moving. It's also a complicated play to get right, but director Jeremy B. Cohen navigates its many unexpected twists and turns with stunning finesse. The play opens with the protagonist, Gil, delivering a monologue that verges on a stand-up routine in front of a red theater curtain and proscenium arch. Actor Forrest McClendon lures us in with lively storytelling. Gil's over-the-top monologue about what drove his mother back to church and drove him away is soon populated with an even more over-the-top preacher and churchwoman. Hang on tight, we have left the natural world and entered the theatrical. Then suddenly we're at a funeral parlor, and the talk turns to bodies and caskets and cremation versus burial. Gil's mother has died. He's feeling angry and inappropriate, but no more inappropriate than the young funeral director, coyly played by James Iams. The funeral director adopts a hands-on approach to soothing the bereaved. Where does Cinderella fit in? Gil's mother, who appears in a series of upbeat flashbacks, believed in Cinderella and fairy tales and happily ever after. Gil doesn't believe in anything. When Gil's aunt discovers that he's had her onlyest sister cremated and he's nixed a funeral service, well, Aunt Glow isn't one to keep her feelings to herself or her hands off her dead sister's wardrobe. Stephanie Barry plays both Gil's mother and his aunt. She switches from sweet and fantasy-loving to loud and bossy at the turn of a tiara. I won't tell you how the car chase comes about or who's chasing whom or where they end up. Suffice it to say that Wild with Happy is full of wild turns and unlikely destinations. But then, so is grief. The death of a parent can plunge a child, even an adult child, into an abyss he's never imagined, an abyss he may have trouble escaping. But with the help and guidance of his flamboyant best friend, played with gusto by Shivas Michael, Gil finds a way to honor his mother's joyous spirit in a joyous way, a way that lets us know her spirit will live on in him. In just 100 minutes, Wild with Happy takes you on a whirlwind journey across more than a half dozen states, several stages of grief, and dramatic styles ranging from magic realism to the magic kingdom. And if you give yourself over to the play's magic, it will touch a chord with anyone who's ever suffered a loss. We may each deal with grief in our own way, but Wild with Happy reminds us that we don't have to do it in isolation. Friends, family, and yes, this wonderfully quirky play, splendidly realized at center stage, can help. That's theatrical catharsis of the first order.
Wild with Happy is at Baltimore's Center Stage until Sunday. We've got complete information on our website. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. You can hear J. Wynn Russick's theater reviews every Monday here on Maryland Morning.
Happy time. Happy night. Happy night.